Hello, you're listening to the Hamerty Brothers e-commerce podcast. If some of our discussions and tips are working for you, why don't you grab a 15-minute call with us at ecommercecall.com. We'll see whether we can help scale your e-commerce business. We will quickly see if we're a fit or whether we can recommend someone else to get you where you need to go. The worst case is you'll have a fun 15-minute chat, and regardless, you'll come away understanding a lot more about your business. Book a call at ecommercecall.com. Hello and welcome to the Hamerty Brothers e-commerce podcast. This week, Ian and I are diving into the job to be done. This is a very, very important aspect of your e-commerce site to get right if you want to maximize sales. And also at the end of the episode, I invite people to join our top level mastermind group. So have a listen to that. Anyway, let's get started. Morning, Ian. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Very well. How are you doing?
I'm good. So this week, we are going to talk about the job to be done on the e-commerce site. It's one of the really key areas that is just basically one of those fundamental principles to understand how to sell something and why people are buying something. So I was just going to start with those two stories, those two famous stories about, you know, Henry Ford. When he said, well, it's quoted to him, it says, if I'd asked people what they wanted, then people would have said they wanted a faster horse. And obviously they wanted a car. Or the famous Steve Jobs quote where he said, if I'd asked people what they wanted, they would have said they wanted a smaller phone. And the reason that they don't make sense is because if Henry Ford had actually asked the persons what job they wanted to get done, they would have said, well, I want to get from point A to point B in a faster way with less hassle. And, you know, Steve Jobs similar says, well, what do you want to get done? And as soon as you change the conversation to be much more about the job to be done rather than the product, you start getting a lot more insight into what your customers are trying to do. So you were talking a little bit earlier about off podcast about how important it is. So why don't you just talk about your experience with that?
Yeah. So the job to be done for me is the glue that binds everything together. And if you think about, well, that's what we were talking about before. We were thinking about the just the basic emotional steps people go through when they're buying online from your e-commerce site. And it's very simple. And do you know what? We'll come up with an acronym at some point with this that'll be really clever and we'll make it sound better. But basically, it's the first.
They'll teach it in universities.
Yeah, they will. Exactly. And they'll go the Hammersley Brothers model. It'll be brilliant. And but we're going to have to go. We're going to have to come up with something that sounds better than HCRR. That's not going to go. Anyway. We've got the first thing is the helping them find the right product. So they land on the page, and we always say this, the product page can't be a dead end page, you know, and they're not bothered necessarily at this stage about anything other than is that product going to be the right product for me? And that's why you take them to a product page that has a lot more related products and related categories on, because otherwise the bounce rate's so high. So the first one is helping them find the right product. And then you come into the convincibility, desirability of that company or product. So is this product, am I convinced this product is going to do what I want it to do? Or is there enough desirability there to justify it if it's an emotional product? Then the third one is the pain and anxiety people go through. So once they've decided, yes, this is the right product, yes, this is, I can see the desirabilities there. And then the third one is, well, what am I worried about? And then the fourth one and final one is a reason to get them to buy now. And the job to be done sits within all of those four areas. And it turbocharges it all. And it takes the business away from being a box shifter. Whenever I meet clients, and I say, okay, right, talk to me about your business. You know, why do you exist and what's your USP? And they say, well, actually, we really care about the customers and we really care about the products and we you know, we're experts, we really know how they use it. And I say, well, that's great, and I can see that. But often when you look at the site and the experience on the internet, their e-commerce store, it just looks like they are a box shifter and that they really don't care. And they just plonk product on a page because the copy's poor, the images are poor, and there is no job to be done. It's literally, okay, there it is, buy it. And it's like it's being given to a junior marketing person. Please load these products on with this massive CSV spreadsheet. And that's what happens so much. And so that job to be done is really key.
Yeah. So trying to find, I mean, the important thing is obviously when someone's landing on the site is to find what the job to be done is for the person. So that sounds quite obvious when you just look at it, but let's take a homeware company and someone's landing on a cushion page. Now, you know, we think, oh, they're buying a cushion, but actually the job to be done is creating a nice looking lounge. And the reason they're creating a nice looking lounge is because they want it to look good when people come round. So one question to ask yourself is, how will the customer know when this job is completed? And that completion of that job might be when people come around to the house and go, oh, I really like your lounge. And that might be the tick that they're looking for that says, oh, that job is to be done. So once we understand that that's the actual job, is actual getting recognition of a nice lounge, then we can start talking to that job. So, you know, take something different. Take a car, you know, a brake pad. Someone lands on a brake pad page. The job to be done is to pass the MOT. So they'll know the job's to be done when the MOT is passed and they're driving around in their car. So then we know what the actual job to be done they're trying to do. Not necessarily just trying to buy a brake pad. They don't really care about the brake pad. They just want to pass the MOT. So if we can uncover the job to be done on any website, we'll tend to have, you know, 80% of the visitors will probably have maybe 3 to 4 main jobs to be done. So it's very critical you find out those jobs. And the best way to do that is obviously to talk to your customers. And, you know, we use Waze, order thank you surveys, ringing up actual recent customers, and also talking to the telephone team and getting them to ask them that question, because it's amazing how often they'll sell something without even asking, why are you buying this? And getting that information. So would you want to put anything about any other jobs there, Ian?
Well, I think, you know, we always say that most products that you buy, or your most sites fall into either emotional or rational problem solving. And that's quite useful. So if you're selling fashion type products, most of them tend to be lifestyle orientated and it's an emotional purchase. So, you know, that's why, you know, the White Company, for example, was very famous for doing beautiful lifestyle shots. So the front cover of their brochure would be, you know, it would be a lovely family barbecue with grandkids running around, the grandparents there, the parents there, everyone having a lovely time. And you know, because that's what they're selling. Selling that lifestyle, and that's
the job isn't it? Yeah, it's actual. The job is achieving this lifestyle.
Yeah,
and that's what people are trying to get done. They're not trying to buy a white vase. You know, you're selling them
a lifestyle.
Then
everything in that experience, the emails, the site, the imagery, the copy. You know, the abandonment emails, the sequences, the customer service then has to embody that job to be done. It's all got to be consistent. And some businesses are really naturally good at this. And you can see it. And if they happen to get that job to be done right, they really accelerate. And often you go, why? How are they doing? You know, how are they so successful? And it's because they really understand that job to be done. And they've managed to keep that in the whole culture of the business. And they've just, that's what they're doing. You know, and the whole brand and ethos and the way we answer the phone, that is the job to be done. They just got it right. And then, so that's they're the lifestyle emotion type business. And the other one, I mean, there's loads of differences, but the other one is a problem solving rational purchase. And that's where you're selling something. Let's say the extreme example, it might be give me another example that other than a car battery, because we always say car battery.
Lawnmower.
That's great. That's a good one. So the lawnmower, I mean, actually, I would probably quite like to buy lawnmowers. I get quite excited about geeks, things like that. But basically, the job to be done there is to have a beautiful looking garden that when your friends come over, they'll go, wow, look at your amazing lawn and garden. Doesn't it look incredible? And that's the job to be done, isn't it? It's not necessarily.
Yeah. And you want to get that
anything
job
about
done
the lawnmower
in the easiest way possible, don't you? In the less hassle way possible. You don't want to kind of, you want to be thinking, you know, so therefore if you're selling lawnmowers, you want to be telling people that you're going to get that lawn in the fastest possible way. The lawnmower is going to pretty much do it itself. You're going to press a button and the lawn's going to be fantastic. Yeah. You know, so that then starts to, you start to understand about what you might want to put into your marketing when you're selling a lawnmower. Mm. It's vital to actually understand the job to be done. So like, for example, when we're selling men's clothing one time, and we suddenly found that a lot of people who are buying these particular products were going on cruises. And it's all right, okay. So then you could start to put that in the product copy, and you could put that in the imagery, and you could hint that this was, you know, the right thing. And then you could put testimonials from people who said, this was great for my cruise, and all that style of stuff. And then obviously increase sales, because it's kind of, you're aligning with the job that people are actually wanting to do. And you're saying, this product is great for you if you have this job to be done. And then they go, oh, okay, great. That's all I wanted to know. Yeah. I wanted the tool that I can hire for this job.
And the interesting thing, I think, is it's even more relevant if you're selling your own products, it's your own brand, versus you're selling other people's products. And, you know, and it's not to say that the job to be done is different if you're selling other people's products. It's still very, very important. But, you know, if you're selling other people's products, the desirability is should already be there, because people are searching for those products, and you've got to convince them that you are the business to buy from. So that becomes the main focus, is actually to get them to convince them to buy from you rather than somebody else. Whereas if you're selling your own brand, you have to create the desirability and the convincibility of your product. But mainly it's about actually, okay, should you buy it? Because no one's going to Google your brand name for fun.
Because no one knows. Take an obvious example like Nike trainers. Now, everybody's selling Nike trainers online, lots of different stores. Now, Nike themselves have done the job to be done bit for you. Because like Nike have gone out there and said, if you are a runner, these are the shoes for you. They've done that. They've matched that job to be done. So then you are selling those shoes on your website. Everybody knows that they can do that job to be done. And therefore, it comes down to the reasons why, you know, if you're in the market square test, why you would walk over to your store and buy those Nike trainers from you when everybody else is selling exactly the same trainer. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you are a retailer of your own trainers, you have to make sure that you're talking to the job to be done. First, you have to say, well, these, if you're trying to become a championship racer, runner, then these are the shoes for you if you're this type of person and you're trying to get this specific job to be done. So if you're like an ultra runner, for example, there's niche brands that sprang up to say, we are the best shoe for ultra running because you know, most trainers just don't fit the bill because they fall apart. You know, that's the job to be done that we are going for. And therefore, you can see how you can align a product with a job to be done. So
and you think,
the other
if you
thing,
look back at some really very successful brands, that's what they really did well, wasn't it? They understood that job to be done better than anyone else. And that's how they scaled.
Well, also, you can come out there into the market and launch something new if you know that the main brands aren't, you know, say a new job arises.
The farmers in the field doing the combine harvesting.
Oh, right. He's got to sort the combine harvester out.
No, can't make it up.
So what's happening in the market all the time is new jobs are arriving all the time that are being created, because obviously human beings are changing and different things are happening. So new jobs are arriving all the time. And therefore, those are the pockets where new e-commerce sites can emerge and jump into with new products, because, like people like Nike, they didn't know that people were going to start doing ultra running and get into it, or maybe that we're going to start running, doing tough mudders and those kind of things. And, you know, there's new sports and new jobs and things emerging all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's where, you know, these small new businesses can start, because they'll go, well, I'm going to go and attack that market. This is, at the moment, that sport is far too small for Nike to care about. But for me as an individual, I'll go after it. So, you know, it's a £500,000 a year business, and it's probably going to grow. By the time Nike realizes it's big enough, I'll own the market of it. And then they'll have to buy me, and then I'll go and sit on the beach for the rest of my life. Anyway, yeah. I diverge. But the most important thing as well, so once you know the job to be done, is to understand the trigger that means that people get that job to be done then. So, you know, like, for example, I'm looking out at my garden, and I can see that there's my old shed. My old shed, I know there's a job to be done there. I want to take that down, and I want to put a new shed there, or maybe put a new outdoor office in the garden. So that job's, I know that's a job to be done. And the job to be done is I want to be able to go out there, work in the garden, and feel good. So that's when they know the job to be done. But what's the trigger for that? You know, I can sit there looking at that garden shed for the next 4 years and decide that that's fine. So understanding what triggers me to actually get that job done is the key to understanding what makes people actually buy something. So we talked about the brake pad. Now the MOT, that's a trigger. The MOT is coming up. It suddenly makes them decide that they actually need to go and replace the wheels. They need to replace the headlights. A lot of these literally little jobs to be done weren't important enough until they were triggered. So we need to think about, you know, the cruise example. Like they knew that their jacket was a bit thread worn and their trousers weren't quite right, but they're going on a cruise, so that's the trigger to suddenly go, well, I need to actually upgrade that. So you not only need to understand the job to be done, but also what is the trigger that makes them suddenly decide that needs to actually happen. So, you know, if you're in sports, the trigger might be an event that they've signed up, a competition. You know, and therefore what you want to be doing is you want to be aligning your email blasts, your email offers around those triggers, knowing that your customers, especially if it's something like, say you're doing triathlete things or trail running or something, and there's a big trail running event, you know, that a lot of people are going to want to get ready for it. Then aligning your offer with that before that event obviously makes a lot of sense. And the biggest trigger for a lot of businesses is Christmas and holidays, because it's you know, it's Valentine's Day. The trigger is, yes, that I need to tell my wife that I love her, but, you know, when am I going to get around to it? Oh, it's Valentine's Day. That's the trigger. I've got to do it. If I don't do it now, she's going to be upset. So you have to understand the triggers that mean the job is going to actually get done. So the job to be done and the trigger is very, very important. Anything you want to add there?
I think you're right. I mean, you know, essentially we're saying this because it's, where would it manifest itself? Well, it's conversion rate, really, you know, isn't it? You know, it's not necessarily going to be average order value. It's not going to be necessarily traffic, although it could be the initial reason why the traffic comes in the first place. But mainly it's about conversion rate, and it's
rate, isn't it? Antibasket.
Well, that's it. Well, yeah. Yes, I think mainly it's add to basket rate, because it fits into the convincibility stroke desirability more than the pain and anxiety more than anything. It's not necessarily a reason to buy now, which of course is down to the offer architecture and the scarcity and urgency.
Yeah. Bounce rate, isn't it? I mean, if you're telling, say you were telling your job to be done was I'm going to go on a trail run, a big ultra run, and you landed on a page and the trainers weren't saying that these were specifically good for ultra running, you'd just leave, you'd bounce, because you'd be like, well, I actually need something. I need to know that these trainers are actually hard wearing, because that's what I need. I don't just need some generic trainers. And you just, you know, there's these products which might be relevant for that job, but you're not giving me enough information to say they are. So I'm off. Yeah, so it would manifest itself in the bounce rate. It would manifest itself in the add to basket rate. And, you know, a lot of new startups on e-commerce find themselves in this position where they've got low add to basket rates, because they're not quite getting there with the job to be done, with the imagery and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the same, you know, imagine if you were a real bricks and mortar store, you know, and people just came in the shop and, and they're looking for something, you know, specific, a particular lawnmower or something, and actually, you don't look like a specialist. You know, you've got no credibility. You know, you just disappear. You jump out of the shop. I mean, it's a bit like that story about the shed, buying a shed online. Everyone's selling the same sheds, but this particular website says this shed comes with 10-year anti-rust galvanized nails. So, my God, I've got to buy it from these guys, even though they're selling the same shed, the same nail, same price, same delivery.
Well, that ties into the job to be done. You're looking for a shed. Well, actually, you're not looking for a shed. You're looking for something that's going to sit in the garden, that is completely low maintenance, that fits your tools. You don't even have to think about that. You don't want to maintain, because you want to be able to do your garden, which is, you want to have a beautiful garden, and you want a low effort garden. So you don't want to put a shed into the garden that looks horrible. It's going to last 2 years.
The more problem solving the purchase, the more you can play on the anxieties. Whereas the more emotional it is, the more you can play on the, you know, the joy of the emotion. Mm. And that's, you know, and this is probably a bit negative now, but if you are selling a shed, you could say, hey, look, you know, do you want your shed to fall down, you know, after you've built it? Think how awful that's going to be. Do you want your shed? Do you really want your shed to fall over? So you can play on the pain points, the anxieties. Whereas if you're selling a beautiful dress or a beautiful tablecloth or a beautiful throw for your sofa, you can say, oh, feel how amazing you're going to feel. You know, when you get this and you're lying on the sofa and everyone's happy and your grandkids are there, you're going to feel amazing. So, you know, you're playing on the positives.
Well, it then becomes down to proof, doesn't it? The biggest thing in selling is proof that you can do the job to be done. So if you're selling a shed, you could say, look, here's one of our sheds. It's 10 years old in Jeff's garden, and it looks like new. You know, this is the same model. You know, that's so, you know, that's such proof.
If you figure out that job to be done, you can just absolutely dominate, can't you?
Yeah. Because then they go,
ours who sells mesh, you know, wire mesh. I mean, it's massive, you know, doing really well. And he's saying, look, our mesh that we sell, compared to the mesh you can buy on eBay, is like, it's 10 times better. You know, we've got some in the outside of our warehouse. We put some outside, we put our mesh next to someone else's mesh just for fun. And like, look at it after like 10 days, like, you know, oh my God, look at the difference. I was like, oh my God, this is a brilliant. You need to put this on the website. This is incredible. This is absolutely the job. You want to buy mesh that's going to rust and rot within you know, 10 days, go ahead. Don't take the risk. How long is it going to take to put this bloody wire mesh out? You want it to stay beautiful for like 10 years.
So that's really the focus, isn't it? Is first of all, find the job to be done, find the trigger for the job to be done, and then prove that your product gets the job done better than everybody else's. Mm. And that's really the formula for massive success. If you can dive into that and understand what your customers are buying things for, and then go, and then actually go in action, create much better proof around that. And you'll see that a lot, you know, with the weight loss industry, people have made a lot of money in weight loss with the before and afters. I mean, it's what people want to see. They want to see, does this protocol get the job done? Oh, yes, it does. She's like me. She was overweight like me. Yeah. She's exactly. Look at her now. That's the job. And the job is to feeling delight when they've lost the weight. And they're not buying a powder. You know, it's not they're not going to go, oh, I really want a white powder in my house. It's just they actually want the result. They want the job. So that is key to selling on e-commerce. And, you know, sometimes people get the job to be done and they understand what the job to be done, but they don't communicate it very well. And then, you know, as we saw last week, you know, we were looking at people's abandoned basket emails, and we look at them and go, there's nothing about your job to be done here. There's nothing about, you're just basically saying,
it's like
left something in the car,
box
come back and
buy. From a technical perspective, you go, yeah, we're doing abandoned baskets. Yeah. We ticked that, done that. And actually, I mean, to the guys we were chatting to last week, you know, they had said that, oh yeah, it was something we did, you know, years ago. And we've never looked at it since. because it was literally just, you know, hi, did you leave something behind? And it was product picture, price, you know, as an abandoned basket without anything around the job to be done.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It, you know, and it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
No, because it's like, you know, when people do offer amplifications, they've got a good offer and they know it works. And then they go and amplify the offer, and they amplify the offer by putting the offer in front of the viewer in more better places. So like in the header and round the add to basket button and all that kind of stuff. And that gives a massive boost. So it's also the same with job to be done amplification. Well, it's actually the proof. You need to amplify the proof. And so, you know, you think that, oh, it's on the product page and people will be able to see it. And it's like, well, no, people are so busy that they don't see it. And you have to make sure that they see that proof over and over. It might take three times and saying that proof in a slightly different way before they go, yeah, this is definitely the one. It's so much better than the other options I'm seeing, because I've seen that three different proofs of the wire mesh being better than the competitors. And I can't take the risk that I'm going to buy something slightly cheaper and I'm going to build it into my shed and it's going to look crap.
It's definitely true. I mean, for the problem solving rational purchase, you know, it's actually quite easy to do it because you know exactly the job to be done. You know the pain points. You know what they're going to be worried about. And you just absolutely hone in and focus on those. But for the emotional ones, it's all about increasing the desirability. And that's with great imagery and great branding and great feel and lots of great customer service and, you know, social proof.
Well, it's making come alive. A lot of people don't have the imagination. I mean, some people, you know, when you're going to look around a new house and you see an old house and it's run down, some people just see that house and they can't see anywhere past it. But some people go into the house and go, oh, I could see that, I could knock this wall down, I could redecorate and I could do this and this. But most people are the former, where they see something like a chair and they can't see how that fits into the job they're actually trying to achieve. They need someone to take that chair, put it into a lifestyle shot, so they can say, well, this is how it fits into the look. This is how it fits into, and maybe you're trying to achieve a Scandi look.
Well, that's why
a Hamptons look
for fashion, for clothes. I know many times that we've split tested the putting an outfit on the product page. So you're selling a pair of trousers. And you'll have, hey, this goes really well with the belt, the shirt, the jacket. And you don't sell necessarily those products, but the conversion rate goes up. So if you put those, you know, get the look items with it, the conversion rate of that product goes up. But they don't necessarily buy the things. So because you're showing them the job to be done. You're saying, hey, here, you know, you can wear it with these old things. Go, oh yeah, I've got a shirt like that, and I've got a belt like that. Yeah, that looks great. That I'll look good in that, so that, you know, it helps very much, even if you just, you know, that's why it works necessarily, you know.
I think also a mistake people make is assuming they understand the job to be done from the back. They go, oh, I'm selling these and this is the job to be done. And I think, you know, a lot of the time we're done with the course, and especially with our larger our top level consultant program, we're actually diving into that a lot more. And initially, a lot of people come onto that and go, oh, well, this is my job to be done. And then you kind of go, well, actually, you know, go and have a look at the market. Go and ask the questions. And they come back with the information and they go, actually, we've got, you know, there's a 20% of people who are actually trying to achieve this. And we didn't even realize this.
So just run through the steps to find the job to be done. Okay, so we sat down with a business now. How do you find the job to be done? Just summarize that.
So first thing we would normally do is on the order thank you page, we'd put a brief feedback form. And the first one is that saying, you know, do you have any feedback from the store? The second question would be, you know, what did you buy? Why, you know, just can I ask you, what did you buy this item for? What you're trying to achieve, or something like that. Depending on what it is, because it'll be nuanced based on what it is. And then you'll start getting a lot of information like, oh, I'm buying this for my daughter's birthday, or I'm buying this for my anniversary, or whatever, or I'm buying this because I've got an MOT due, or something like that. So you'll get that information. Then if you're still, I mean, because you can probably get a lot of the job to be done just from that. The next step would be then to, you know, pick a sample of customers and just get your customer sales team to ring them up or ring them up with a reason to kind of say, I just want to check on your order, just and just ask them, you know, just out of interest, what are you buying? Why are you buying these trousers? Or why are you buying these at this lawnmower? And to ask them to uncover the trigger and what the job is and those two things. And you can start getting that information back, especially if you've got a new product set and it's starting to sell. Then you'd want to dive into that because you want to really be starting to change the copy on those products and the imagery to kind of fit that. And then the other thing you can do is obviously do email surveys, you know, to recent customers or customers, you know, of a certain product, and start asking those within incentive, you know, competition for filling those things in. And then the other one is obviously if you've got a cool a sales team, they're speaking to people all the time, and you just ask them to add that question in.
Well, if you've got question and answers on the product page, it's quite useful, isn't it? The questions people are asking, the things on live chat, you know, how much paint do I need, you know, to film, to paint my roof, or will this fit this car, or, you know, things like that. And obviously the reviews as well, people leave.
If you've got a decent amount of homepage traffic, you can create those jobs to be done into like three or four buckets and have those big icons on the homepage going, are you trying to do your kitchen up, or are you trying to, you know, do this or do this? And those three or four boxes, if you've got them right, the bounce rate of the homepage should just plummet down, because people will be so much more engaged. And you'll know that. And we've done that with a couple of people recently. And the day after, their bounce rate had gone down by about 25% just because they put their boxes there and they'd started talking to the job to be done that people were actually wanting. Mm-hmm. So it's vital. And it's vital to understand that the job will change slightly.
You can't just do it once. You've got to do it. You've got to think about this all the time.
Keep jobs
with
the
customers and go with the flow of the river. You know, keep this in mind, and that's how your brand will stay alive.
We're a customer centric business, and we're listening to our customers. And a lot of the time, that doesn't mean anything unless you actually overlay it with the jobs to be done or a methodology. Because people are hiring your products to get a job done, and you need to.
Sometimes clients will only listen to the customers they want to listen to. Oh, we ignore those. Mm. Yeah, we don't like those questions.
Yeah, you know, the job. Like, if you're interviewing for a job, you see a job description, and it's like, oh, this is job, and it's like just sending your CV to every job. Whereas actually, you'd send a cover letter with actually specifically talking to that job and why you would be relevant for that. And the product page should be a cover letter rather than a CV. Because if you're sending a CV to all your potential customers, you're basically just sending a generic product specification. You're not actually talking to the job they actually want to get done. And you know, if you're recruiting people and people haven't sent you a cover letter, often you just ignore it because how are they going to be good at this job?
Yeah, and you know, the homepage is quite interesting. The homepage should very much be about the desirability, setting the tone, and it should be saying, look, you should invest your time on this website. You know, that's what it should do.
It shouldn't that's what it's sell selling. Product. It's yeah, you selling know, the time.
Yeah, off, it's you know, exactly. Yeah. Say, you know, in return for your 2 minutes, you know, it's going to be worth your while. You know, that because, other, you know, that it, if your homepage is bouncing more than 25%, you are not answering that job to be done. Or you're driving irrelevant traffic to your site. But most of the time, it's because you're not convincing them that you are going to get that job to be done. You know, it's a snapshot into that.
You might be saying, we're doing this job to be done, but they're not convinced you can do it well. You know, if you're selling homeware and the job to be done is to make the house look amazing and your imagery is rubbish, they'll go, well, I can see that you're trying to do that job, but I'm not convinced you can actually get that job done because this website looks horrible. And it's, you know, if your website looks horrible, what are your product's going to look like? That's the whole job to be done.
Exactly. You know?
you know, and you know, there might be another one, like, you know, like someone selling something that helps people get through a test or an exam or an MOT, and then they're not saying that these are approved by MOT testing stations or used by MOT testing stations all around the country.
Yeah, guaranteed next day delivery, countdown dispatch time, as you know, all those things. Yeah, the sense of urgency, you're going to get it tomorrow.
Yeah. You know,
that's why that's the job to be done is so important, because and that's why one website does not fit all. You know, it's why you wouldn't walk down the high street and all the shops are laid out the same. It's ridiculous. Mm. It's farcical that, you know, that people online think that, you know, if one little widget thing works on one website, it's going to work for me. And, you know, you're selling bloody tools and spades, and you're selling, you know, a luxury bloody sofa. It's totally ridiculous. You have a job to be done.
It's like when you get these Shopify extensions and they go, oh, you just got to stick this Shopify extension onto your store and then you're going to make loads and loads of sales. And it's like, well, what? I mean, it's just,
exactly.
Just
you're not, there's no magic wand. You know, you've got to go through that process. You know, you've got to have the convincibility, the desirability, you've got to go through the pain points, and then the reason to act now. You've got to have a good value proposition. You're not going to sell anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you're selling other people's products and you're more expensive than everybody else, no widget that you can plug in through Shopify, Magento, WooCommerce, BigCommerce, no platform is going to help you scale your revenue. You know,
I think some people, I mean, we've talked to recently, said, oh, you know, do you do conversion rate optimization? And we're like, well, no, not really, because in conversion rate optimization, all you're really doing is moving things around on the site. You're just moving around existing elements. And I think it's like conversion rate optimization as a tool is fair enough. Obviously, making the flow of the site work and well, but it's not gonna change your fundamental business reason to be and your job to be done, because you can't do that by moving things around. You might have to go and recreate the whole image, or you have to go off site and create some proof, and you have to go and create some testimonials, and that is really, that's what you're doing with e-commerce, and that's your job. And then the technology should support that story for you, but you can't come
if you
out
get
of the
that job to be done right and your value proposition's right, you know, you've understood the market, you know what's out there and how you're going to stack up against the rest. You fly, you know, and conversion rate optimization, when you haven't got the job to be done right, you haven't got your value proposition right, you haven't done your market square test, it is going to fail. Throw money out the window. It's just ridiculous, isn't it? To think that all of a sudden someone is going to have the convincibility or desirability to buy because your add to basket buttons change from dark green to light green. I mean, it's absolute stupid. You know, if you think about it, it's just nonsense, isn't it?
It is. So I think we'll finish there. I think there's a lot there about jobs to be done. Just want to mention a couple of things. So yesterday, I opened up our top level consulting group, our mentoring group, which at the moment has got 5 people in. We're going to take 5 more people on. We think that 10 is going to be a good number for that. So if you are interested, you need, obviously for that one is established e-commerce companies. You need to be have all your ducks in a row, and you need to be looking to add about £50,000 a month. If you're just getting started and, you know, you want to, you know, the 10K core group is going to be more relevant for you. For this is people for more established e-commerce businesses. Most people in that group are doing, well, they're doing at least 1 million, 2 million, 3 million in that group already. So if you want to join that group, this is run by both Ian and myself with weekly group calls and obviously some one-on-one calls. And we also go through a little course at the same time. So if you're interested in that, please email me or message me on Facebook. And get in touch. We probably won't open this up again for at least 4 to 5 months, because this is kind of quite a closed group, our top group. So if you're interested in that, let us know. And If you haven't also bought the book, yes, you can visit www.ecommercebook.co.uk so you can get started with all the stuff we're talking about. And yeah, that's it for me. So anything else you want to add, Ian?
Cool. No, it sounds good.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, guys. We'll speak to you all. We'll talk to you next week. Okay. Bye.